Okay, listen to this. This is one of my favorite movies of all time, and it probably has one of the best openings of all time too. The movie is Scorsese's Goodfellas, and the protagonist, Henry Hill, talks about his career dream of being a gangster.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Okay, don't lie to me. You are intrigued. But he continues.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States. Even before I first wandered into the cab stand for an after-school job, I knew I wanted to be a part of them. It was there that I knew that I belonged.
Okay, I never wanted to be a gangster. Don't worry. But I really relate to this opening. Because as far back as I can remember, I've always wanted to be an artist. Because just like Henry, I desperately wanted to be a somebody. But when I was a kid, I felt like a nobody. Full of potential, maybe, but a nobody just the same. And I felt there was more to me, you know? Something creative. Something I could contribute to the world that didn't have anything to do with a quote-unquote stable, good life. For me, unlike many of my friends and family, happiness didn't come from a stable, well-paying career. I had to have a purpose. I had to have some sort of meaning outside of the money, the hours, and the prospects. It's kind of like what Robin Williams says in Dead Poets Society.
Filled with passion. Medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits necessary to sustain life. Poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for.
So, I decided to hedge my bets. Now I have a stable, well-paying career, but at the same time, I come home every day to write, make podcasts, or give speeches. My friends and family always ask, "How do you have the energy to do so many things after work?" is what I tell them. On most days, creating art is one of the best, most exciting, life-affirming things I can do. Here's what I don't tell them, because I don't want to be a bummer. On the bad days, instead of coming home to excitement, I come home to a crippling self-doubt. Oh yeah, trust me. I've done my Googling looking for solutions to my self-doubt, and I've read a lot of articles. They all say the same thing, don't they? They all say, trust yourself. It's gonna be okay. Work through it, etc. You know, with their bold letters and their exclamation points telling you it's all gonna be fine. But honestly, it seems so damn fake. It seems like none of these writers have ever felt the real self-doubt. It seems that they have never felt the ominous feeling in your chest, knowing that the thing you're so passionate about is the thing you're terrible at. My self-doubt nags and defines me in a way that I didn't think a lot of people could empathize with. And then I watched La La Land, and I was proven wrong.
I felt it from the first embrace I shared with you.
That now our dreams may finally come true. City of stars, just one thing.
If you haven't watched it yet, the movie is about artists trying to make it. Dreams deferred, and the what if of our choices. In the movie, Emma Stone is an actress who deals with many repeated rejections and embarrassments. She's the stereotypical struggling artist in a world that's often indifferent or cruel towards those who have artistic ambitions. And at one point, she grows despondent and she says,
"Maybe I'm not good enough."
"Yes, you are.
Maybe I'm not. It's like a pipe dream."
And that's a question that plagues me. Am I good enough? Are you a success story waiting to happen? Or are you the person who always dreamed of doing one thing but just isn't meant for it? Should you work harder or give up and work on something else? Sometimes in my head, I hear that one song from the School of Rock musical.
You've always been a dreamer. You've always aimed so high. It's truly been inspiring to see. And so we want to give you a little free advice. And we mean this with complete
sincerity. The one with the hilarious, simultaneously sad chorus.
Give up your dreams. Your dreams are lame and weak. Can't you see your talent free, you sad delusion?
Because let me tell you, each time I sit down to make these audio pieces, I think my dreams are lame and weak. Every time I sit down to make these audio pieces, I face that demon of self-doubt. You know, that's often the first thing that whispers in my ear, telling me I should just give up. And sometimes, I think it's right. Because the wonderful, magical audio essays I hear in my head are never represented well when I try to actually create them. And look, I'm not trying to do something that's profoundly different than other podcasts or other stuff on the internet. This isn't going to contain secret messages that will guarantee your happiness or immediately allow you to conquer self-doubt. What I'm trying to do is harder. I want this particular audio essay to be the time it hits you hard. The time you know you aren't alone. The time you actually feel something. And that is a very difficult proposition. I'm often envious of art that is able to do that. How can I get there with the junk I'm creating? Will I ever get there? Or will I be resigned to a life living out a pipe dream that I can't achieve? When the self-doubt hits really hard, I find a lot of solace in Ira Glass's comforting speech about the creative gap all beginners face.
And I really wish somebody had told this to me, is that all of us who do creative work, like, you know, we get into it, and we get into it because we have good taste. But it's like there's a gap, that for the first couple of years that you're making stuff, what you're making isn't so good, okay? It's not that great. It's trying to be good. It has ambition to be good, but it's not quite that good. But your taste, the thing that got you into the game, your taste is still killer. And your taste is good enough that you can tell that what you're making is kind of a disappointment to you. You know what I mean? A lot of people never get past that phase. A lot of people at that point, they quit. And the thing I would just like say to you with all my heart is that most everybody I know who does interesting creative work, they went through a phase of years where they had really good taste. They could tell what they were making wasn't as good as they wanted it to be. They knew it felt short. It didn't have this special thing that we wanted it to have. And the thing I would say to you is everybody goes through that. And for you to go through it, if you're going through it right now, if you're just getting out of that phase, you got to know it's totally normal. And the most important possible thing you could do is do a lot of work. Do a huge volume of work. Put yourself on a deadline so that every week or every month you know you're going to finish one story. Because it's only by actually going through a volume of work that you're actually going to catch up and close that gap. And the work you're making will be as good as your ambitions.
Whenever I feel that creeping sense of self-doubt, the speech, it helps a bit. Here's the thing though, Ira. What if you aren't one of those people that is going to close the gap? What if your work will never be as good as your ambitions? I'm afraid that I'll be okay at creating, but not great enough to do anything worth doing. Sometimes I have insomnia because of the anger, sadness, and self-doubt I feel about my work. Worse yet, I have this reoccurring nightmare that a person I really respect will call my bluff and say, you aren't even worth calling bad. Because what you are is simply mediocre. And every time I have this nightmare, I am reminded of the movie Amadeus. Amadeus is about a creative rivalry between composers Mozart and Salieri. In the film, Salieri is plagued with thoughts of self-doubt after hearing Mozart's music. To him, Mozart makes music so exquisite that it seems like he doesn't work at all. It seems that he is simply transcribing the music that God put into his head.
And only drafts of music. But they showed no corrections of any kind. Not one. He had simply written down music already finished in his head. Page after page of it, as if he were just taking dictation.
Salieri, on the other hand, painfully, painstakingly writes music that seems incredibly mediocre to him, especially when compared to Mozart's music.
And music finished as no music is ever finished. Displace one note, and there would be diminishment. Displace one phrase, and the structure would fall. It was clear to me that sound I had heard in the Archbishop's palace had been no accident. Here again was the very voice of God.
He is so convinced of his mediocrity that towards the end of the movie he refers to himself as the patron saint of mediocrity. As is probably clear to you by now, I share all of Salieri's doubts and fears of mediocrity. But if you think about it some more, maybe self-doubt is good as long as it's not overwhelming. If I thought the first terrible essay I wrote was good, I would never have labored to create this okay essay. It's self-doubt, what Ira Glass calls taste, that makes you realize that what you are creating is crappy. It's self-doubt that propels you to get better. Maybe it's only because of self-doubt that we could truly find happiness in what we've achieved. We remember all too well the pain that came with having to create stuff we weren't proud of. And if we make something great, even for an instance, we feel like we're on top of the moon. For a brief moment in our lives, we reach something that we continually struggle to get. And if you think about it, in many ways, this essay is also an exercise in self-doubt. And quite frankly, self-indulgence. But hopefully, I can say this. If you sometimes feel like I do, you aren't alone. So this is to you, my fellow mediocrity. Maybe one day, we will be great to the point where people appreciate our art. Maybe one day the self-doubt will diminish to the point where we will know, at least for a while, that we were great artists. Or maybe we'll realize it's a pipe dream and we won't be able to get anywhere with our art. And until then, my fellow mediocrity, here's an absolution from our patron saint himself.
Mediocrity is everywhere. I absolve you. I absolve you. I absolve you. I absolve you. I absolve you all.